Hello, hello, this is recording. All right, it's recording. All right, boys. Today I'm gonna do the amazingness of another food review video. It has been 2 months since my last episode. I am very sorry to keep for all my fans out there who has been waiting for this. So today I'm gonna review this with food. Food and the game that I'm gonna play is my absolute favorite game of all time, Ni No Kuni: Wrath of the White Witch on the Nintendo Switch. So if you're hearing noise in the background, that is my family. Yeah, and as last episode, I will be reviewing this game with food. Which this game is, it's like a medieval, it's like a wizarding adventure. So I'll just go over the premise really quick. It's a wizarding adventure, and I'm gonna put this in the aspect of you're at a real fancy restaurant right now. Oh, it's so fancy that they put on a show for you while you eat. And this has this really nice charm to it, and it's just real nice. And you just can't help but feel really comfortable there. Or in this game, we can break up its key components. When it's the familiars, the story, and of course, the music. Like with food. Sorry about that, I got a frog in my throat. Okay, so anyway, so basically, the story goes as following. You enter the fancy restaurant, and you order your food, and it comes out as this masterpiece of a dish. It's just like five-star Gordon Ramsay approved type of dish we're talking about right now. Oh, it just has this charm, and this depth flavor, and you're eating this out of Chuck E. Cheese. And you can't imagine, oh my god, this Chuck E. Cheese. This food tastes amazing. But then you realize it actually isn't a Chuck E. Cheese. It's a Charles the Cheddar. And Charles the Cheddar is actually really wide known for actual amazing dishes that involve cheese. Specifically, cheddar cheese. So they give you like five-star pizzas, spaghettis, macaroni and cheeses, grilled cheeses. And all this great stuff. And then you just get the soft, sweet taste of all of it together in your mouth. Just get like one good bite out of all of it, and it just blasts you with flavor in the first 5 minutes. Well, not like 5 minutes, like half an hour of gameplay. And stuff. It's just really good overall, all with flavor and depth. The music is and then with every other bite, I mean, like, not music, I mean, and still with the story, and then every other bite, just goes without saying, it has amazing flavor, and it keeps building up and building up all the way up until, well, eventually you get your last bite. Right, but you're so full, you don't want to take another bite. But yet, it's so good that you just take another bite. Hey, and and that's basically the story is the music can go from one end to another. or you have the overworld music, and then you have this type of music, which is, and then you have like a real good type of music that just gets you in a jazzy mood. Each like kingdom has, each like town and such has its overall theme. It's like you walk into the restaurant, and different parts of the restaurant are themed after a bunch of different things in the restaurant. And in every part of it, it's divided by music. And the music just gets real good. There's boss music and stuff, and then there's like you're scrolling through a forest full of little baddies and stuff, and you gotta beat them up. But it just gives you that get up and go vibe. Then there's some places like Castaway Cove. This is basically like your overall beach area. So basically, you have this huge restaurant with incredible food. And on top of that, really good background music to when you're eating. And then you get a nice show as well with all of the themes and stuff. And then bada bing, bada boom, we're on our last part. Part of the thing, the familiars. There's familiars are basically... The familiars are what you would call the sand pit that is in the kids section. But instead, it's a giant like beach that you're on the seaside. This huge restaurant's on the seaside. Right, and now you're building up to it. So at first it was just a big restaurant. Now it was a big restaurant with different parts that has different music. And now it's a big restaurant with different parts that have different music on the seaside. Right, and you're just playing in the giant sandbox waiting for your food. And also, I tried to explain all of this when you're 12 years old. Basically, it's like this big sandbox. You get all these fun things that the kids can play with, except it's for adults. Well, so you see, in the kids' restaurant, you have, like, a sand pit. The seaside restaurant, you get the whole beach. This is also real nice because you're just playing with all of this great stuff. But if you're making all this nice stuff with the sand and water, making sand castles, and then you bump it up a notch. There's having a sand castle building competition. So you start building sand animals and all that stuff. Obviously, some kid. It flexing on him. We made a SpongeBob and Squidward, and you decide to join because, well, you just ordered your food, and it's gonna be like another 2 hours because, as well, it takes time to prepare good food, lads. So then you come up and you build all these sand creatures, just sitting at a table eating Dino chicken nuggets. And the judges are amazed. They give your sandcastle sculpture first prize, and everyone's happy. They're all like, "Woo woo, hey, yay!" While you're over there with your smug face, you'd be like, "I didn't even try. I'm really putting all your hardest effort to make them look amazing." And that's basically the game explained with food. So, yeah. So, how are you guys today? I know I can't hear you or anything, but, just so you know, guys. I had a good day. Hey, you should as well. Oh, you should just have a great day. Just enjoy your day. saying that it's 7 p.m. right now. For me, at least. And I'm on my bed with my giant stuffed Kirby and playing a video game. Game where you try to take revenge on the person who killed your mom. Oh god, shouldn't have said that for the people who wanted to pick it up. But no, I didn't say anything. So yeah, I have all these. So yeah, just like, just remember, guys, enjoy, whatever part, whatever, just enjoy whatever, I don't know, just, enjoy stuff. If I'll try to post episodes more often. And I try my best. School started back up for me, so now I have to, like, work through school, and also managing a merch store, a Patreon, all this other stuff. If all balancing schoolwork and everything else, this will just get hard. So yeah. So, yeah. Oh god, I forgot this is still running. I'm busy playing a game. And I forgot I'm still in the middle of playing. I'm playing a game right now. And I forget. Oh wait, I'm still in the middle of a podcast. And still, if you want my recommendation for this game, and pick it up. And just have a good time with it. Like, I don't care what you do with it. So anyways, stay safe. See you later, guys. As Game Boy Gamer, signing off.